This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This election season, we've been exploring an idea that the writer and social critic Kurt Vonnegut once suggested to me during an interview. Why not a secretary of the future to be sure that we get beyond thinking about the next financial quarter or next election cycle and think about the next generation? I was just in Vonnegut's hometown, Indianapolis, at an auditorium in the high school he attended, Short Ridge High, to ask people to set the agenda for a secretary of the future. We start here with Aman Brar, an entrepreneur who was on my panel. Then we switch to the audience.
You know, one of the things when I'm up at 3 o'clock in the morning that I think about is this concept of universal basic income. Hear me out before you think I'm a socialist, because I'm not. I'd argue it's firmly in the category of compassionate capitalism. You know, in some ways, the way we think about work is going to transform very rapidly, and I think at a pace that we have, we're not prepared for. And while the concept of basic income, you know, can seem odd at first, but if you fast forward to a future where we have a machine, perhaps 100 years down the road, that could create anything that we could physically think of, right? In that world, we might go, well, gosh, yeah, we do need to figure out what a basic income might do for people.
First name is Kevin. Thanks, Dad. For me, the Secretary of the Future should be time management focused. I don't want anything to close. I want it all to stay open 24 hours. I think that would put more people to work, and that would give us all more options to do what it is that we need to do.
Hi, my name's Tom. We left the moon 40 years ago. There is an asteroid out there with our name on it. And right now we have all of our eggs in one very small, delicate basket. What are we going to do about this?
Hi, my name is Julia. I would like for the Secretary of the Future to figure out how to electronically register newborn babies to vote so that it automatically kicks in, so that whole problem of voter registration goes away.
So my name's Mitch. So much of these possibilities that we talk about when we think about the future are based on what we're used to, which is cheap energy. And we know that we only have a finite amount of that, and we're burning it up literally every day. We need to think about how we will do things differently when all of that cheap energy runs out.
Gene, I believe we already have secretaries of the future. They're our elected officials. And I believe we let our elected officials down because of our inability or not being allowed to communicate with them properly on a day-to-day basis. And these secretaries of the future, unfortunately, are elected into office and never again have to answer to the people. Our future is how are we going to control them to ensure that we live in a world that is a benefit to all mankind.
The Indianapolis event was produced in association with the Vonnegut Library and our station there, WFYI. Thank you. People there also wanted to set the values of a secretary of the future, not just issues. We'll have those voices next week here. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report.